Hey everybody, Rob here with our final Miss Survivor finalist interview. We're going to talk with Natalie Anderson, the winner of Survivor San Juan del Sur, coming up here in just a moment. But I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob Has a Podcast, the official snack of Rob Has a Podcast's Miss Survivor competition, and those are our friends over at NatureBox. NatureBox is offering you the chance to get a free sampler box of five great tasting snacks, which you won't have to feel guilty about, because look, life is hectic. I know I'm very busy, always looking for snacks on the go, and it's hard to make good quality choices for your snacking. So go and get some NatureBox. You have it there. It's there when you're hungry, and it's good for a quick pick-me-up. They've got over 100 nutritionist-approved snacks. They've got something for everything that tastes delicious, but with no artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners, no trans fat, none of the high-fructose corn syrup, and you'll even find snacks with great flavors and no artificial nonsense. So go ahead and grab some of these ones. Some of my favorites, I like the apple pie oat clusters. I like the whole wheat figgy bars as well. And of course, you can't go wrong with any peanut butter nom noms either. And you can get the chance to try NatureBox for free with a free trial box of five of the most popular snacks. You heard us, free snacks. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP. You know you're going to go and snack at some point. Get smart about it. Get some NatureBox. naturebox.com/RHAP and get your free trial of five delicious snacks. And now let's get into my interview with Natalie. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our third and final Miss Survivor finalist interview. We have a very fun interview, hopefully coming your way today, as we speak with a woman who is the winner of Survivor San Juan del Sur. Please welcome your third finalist, Natalie Anderson. Yes.
Thank you. And I'm glad you saved the best for last. I mean, it's only right, right?
I did not say the best for last. This was what time you said worked for you. I do not order these in any particular way. I just go by what is when people are available. Natalie, and you are on the road today, right?
Yes, I'm in Michigan on the road with my best friend and Nadia. So I'm doing this on the fly.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, your Survivor Victory Tour.
I know. And, you know, Rob, like I said before, like, we've known each other for a long time. You know, it's been 3 years now in a row that you've been in our lives, and so many exit interviews, so many, you know, this is our first, you know, with you, it was the first time we won with Natalie.
So many highs and lows.
Rob, I have a question. You couldn't tell us apart? Seriously?
Oh, no. Wait, what are you, you tricked me?
Come on, Rob.
I should have.
Oh, man, Rob, come on.
Come on.
Anyway,
it's I should have known better from Survivor. How do I know? Wait, how do I know this is the real Natalie?
Well, the blonde hair, that's supposed to be the giveaway, the blonde hair.
Yeah, well, the lighting isn't great. I go by the nose ring.
Well, I had the hoop, Nadia had the stud on, but whatever, it's all good.
All right. Well, you got me today, just like you got everybody in Survivor.
Yeah, exactly. Nadia could have pulled it off longer, but she messed up already.
All right. So. Well, that's right. Way to go. All right. Tell Nadia got somebody. All right. So here we are. It is now the finals of Miss Survivor. Tell us a little bit, besides trying to trick me and pulling pranks on me, what would a Natalie Miss Survivor run look like?
If I was crown, which I think I should be, obviously, Miss Survivor, I would bring a lot to the table. I feel like one of the things I really want to do is, you know, offer my babysitting services to the Mr. Survivor, whoever wins. I know Tony's very, very busy, and so is Jeremy. And so what I would do is, I was an official babysitter. I don't know if anybody knows this before I, won $1 million. So I would help Tony with these kids. I would help Jeremy if he won with these kids. Obviously, Spencer doesn't have kids, so he doesn't need me. But that's one of the things I want to do. That would free up some time of Tony so that he can, go on the road. He can, you know, meet all his fans and take his Mr. Survivor very seriously. And so is Jeremy. The other thing I'm promising to do is if I'm on Tinder and I see somebody who likes either Survivor or the Rob Has a Podcast on Facebook, I will not swipe left. I will swipe right.
Wait, and so you're prostituting yourself out for votes?
Totally. Hello.
wow, what a campaign promise.
I swipe left to all guys who have Survivor as a mutual liking on Facebook. But from now on, I agree and solemnly swear to swipe right to Survivor fans.
Does That's anybody, have you ever seen anybody on Tinder that say they're a Rob Has a Podcast listener?
Yes, and I see Tweety fans, like people who like my fan page on Facebook. And it's so awkward. But from now on, I'm willing to go on dates with stalkers, fans, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Wow. Wow. Well, this is a pretty big campaign promise. We've never had anything like that.
Yeah, I know. It's whatever, you know.
Wow. This is big news. And so you're offering babysitting for the Mr. Survivor. What about babysitting for the host of Rob's podcast?
I'll babysit for you for sure. Okay. You know, I'm a really good babysitter. I used to babysit 3 kids in Miami, and right before Survivor, actually, I was out there babysitting before I got called to be on. So all the moms that I babysit for can vouch for me. Nadia and I are really good with kids, and so I'm totally going to give out my services to whoever needs them if I'm crowned Miss Survivor.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to be invited to a lot of events. So John and Jacqueline's wedding. If, you know, John Rock is doing an event, I would be there, and I'm willing to tweet live. Instagram, I'm an Instagram whore, so I'm always on Gram, Instagramming. And Rocco was out in Jersey last month, and me and Nadia and him ended up at a strip club. And, you know, those are things that I'm willing to, you know, give details and share with fans if I'm voted
So you would live tweet John Rocker at a strip club?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, John Jacqueline's wedding is coming up. I'll definitely be there. And, you know, it'll all be good during my reign.
And you will live tweet also John and Jacqueline's wedding. What about Reed and Josh's wedding? Will you there?
If I'm invited to their wedding, I will. I'm not sure if I'm going to be invited. But if I'm invited, I will for sure all the deep.
Yeah, I think you might be okay. I'm not sure about Nadia.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's kind of a package deal, so if they don't invite Nadia, I'm not gonna go.
Yeah,
so.
Now, do you get invited with a date, or you have to bring Nadia as a date?
I don't know. It depends. I'm pretty sure it's probably gonna be intimate. I'm not gonna be able to bring a Tinder date to somebody's wedding, but you know. If I'm allowed to date, maybe I'll take a fan as my date.
Wow, you would bring a fan as a date to John and Jacqueline's wedding?
Yes, vote me as Miss Survivor and I will totally do it.
How will you pick the fan?
I don't know. That we can do a podcast competition, you know? Who knows Natalie the best or something?
Now, other than trying to trick me, how would you incorporate Nadia into your Miss Survivor run if you were elected?
Well, it allows me to have a double. So say if I'm double booked for an event, Nadia can do one event pretending to be me and I can do the other event. Also Nadia can be, you know, back up in any situation. If we're, in a scary situation and, say somebody tries to assassinate me.
Yes. A sticky situation.
You know, yeah. Miss Survivor, I have a, you know, somebody standing in ready to take over. So there is no room. There won't be any, oh my God, who's going to be Miss Survivor? Because I have somebody willing to step in if I, you know, get killed.
And you dying wouldn't make Nadia so distraught she wouldn't be able to carry out her Miss Survivor duties?
No, Nadia's a very strong girl and she's like me. She'll, you know, obviously she'll mourn, but she'll realize that Miss Survivor would need her attention immediately and she'll be willing to step into the position.
She would be able to overcome the tragic loss and she would be able to persevere.
All my money too, so I think she'll probably feel like it's, you know,
boy,
a good
deal for her. Nadia has a lot of incentive to see you get bumped off in the next year then.
Yeah, come to think of it, she does, but it's fine.
All right.
Hopefully she doesn't cure me.
So if you really like Natalie, maybe don't vote for her for Miss Survivor because then Nadia would have less motive to see her.
No, just vote for me.
All right. We spoke with Jeremy yesterday. Jeremy said that you guys are a package deal, running for Mr. and Miss Survivor. Is that how you see things also?
You know, first I want to say I'm very flattered that two of the Mr. Survivors are endorsing me as their running mate, which is, I mean, come on, if two of the three are endorsing me as Miss Survivor, I think it's the obvious choice that, you know, people need to vote for me. But I was very flattered that Tony said that he wanted me to win so that we could, you know, kind of rule over Jersey together. But I think my loyalty is with Jeremy just because we went through so much together. And I want to see Jeremy really campaign and win. He has a strong case. He's really well liked. And he's obsessed with Love Has a Podcast. He's a huge fan. And, you know, I'm being loyal to my blood versus water. We went through a lot. People like to throw a little bit of shade our way. But both of us feel like we brought a lot to the table. And I think a lot of people say that I single-handedly saved the season. So I'm staying strong to Blood versus Water 29. And I'm running with Jeremy as my sidekick.
Okay. And you will work together as Mr. and Miss Survivor if you both win. What if you don't win? What if either Tony or I'm sorry, what if either Tony or Spencer wins? Will you be able to work with those guys?
Yeah, I get along with everybody. You know, nobody has ever said anything bad about me from my cast. I feel like I would get along with all of the guys. Ideally, you know, I would love to be with Jeremy because we've gone through so much together and we kind of have like the same kind of experience, because when I was fighting to get revenge for Nadia and Jeremy was watching all of that happen, and he feels like a part of my survivor journey. And you know, but if he doesn't win, I would work very well with Tony or with Spencer. So, and I think Tony's right in my neighborhood and Jeremy's only 3 hours away. We could you know, get together, do events. We could make it work however it happens. And even Spencer's a cool guy. I met him in LA. I was wasted when I met him the first time, but it was a good time. And he's all the three Mr. Survivors are really cool, and I would be excited to work with either of them.
Okay, and we don't have to worry. You'll party too much as Miss Survivor.
I mean, that's part of the deal, is to party. Oh, also as Miss Survivor, I'm willing to go to people's birthday parties if you invite me and pay for my place. And make sure there's yummy cake, and I'll be there.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
You'll just show up. I'll just show up.
Roger that.
Yeah, Roger that. all right. And why should you be Miss Survivor instead of Tasha or Kelly, who are very qualified candidates?
I feel like I deserve to be Miss Survivor because, one, I'm the sole survivor and the Rob Has a Podcast fan fave. I think it would be really cool to have a triple crown and take it all home. I'm taking this very seriously because it's by the fans and Survivor. On Survivor, the fans don't get to vote out people. So I think this is the way they kind of show their loyalties, where they lie, who they like, who they don't like. And so I think it's really cool that I was voted fan fave, even like almost cooler than winning Survivor.
Wow.
And, you know, winning this would be like amazing because then I'll have all three in the bag, and it would mean a lot. You know, I came into Survivor with a lot of things stacked up against me. Nadia going off first, and the fact that I played a singles game the entire time and won. Not like, come on, what did Kelly last? Like 3 votes? I mean, she's cute. She, you know, she's whatever, but she was not good at Survivor. And most of the people from our cast, if you ask what they thought of Kelly, they didn't have nice things to say. Versus me, nobody ever said anything bad about me.
I bet somebody did.
Who said something?
Let me text Reed after
okay,
this.
Okay, Dale doesn't count. Dale's probably the only one who said something.
See what Dale has to say.
Yeah, Dale is a pissed off. Okay.
So. Maybe Kelly may not have something nice to say after this.
Well, I don't care. So, you know, I'm better than Kelly. Tasha was good, but she was a jury member. I'm the only girl that won the title of Soul Survivor, and I won fan faves, so I'm ready to take it home and make the fans proud. I think I deserve it.
All right, and before we get to the talent portion, besides Survivor, would you want a podcast about anything else on Rob as a Podcast?
Well, I love doing podcasts with you. I would love to do it this season and, you know, do it with the Mr. Survivor winner. I would podcast about Oh, yeah, about how to get into shape for Survivor. I mean, everybody said that I was really good on the challenges, and I have the best asset. Me and Nadia work out with a CrossFit Games athlete, and so I could give tutorials / podcasts on how to get into shape to kick ass on challenges. And I would also do maybe a podcast on Tindering and how to be a good Tinder, a guy's tutorial on how to improve your Tinder, how to choose pictures, how to, like, you know, do your little caption under your name, and how, like, improving guys' Tinders, because Tinder's a mess. Like, most of the places I go, most guys, the Tinders are horrific. Like, pictures are horrific. Guys choose, like, the creepiest pictures, like, holding cats by their face or, like, with llamas. I don't get it.
Llamas? Was it Tony's Tinder?
I don't know exactly. Llama talks. I don't know what it is. Like,
yeah.
Everybody on Tinder has a picture with a freaking llama. I don't get it. So maybe
Tony made it popular. All right. We have to get to the talent portion of this competition. Okay, cool. All right. Natalie, what have you prepared for us today for the talent portion of the Miss Survivor?
I have a two-segment talent portion. One is going to showcase my strength, and then one is going to showcase my my artistic and fun side.
Okay.
First, we're going to do strength. So
strength.
Let's go.
Okay. So we have a new chair being wheeled into place, it seems like. Natalie has a team of assistants helping her today. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing in the red corner at 5 feet, 0 inches tall, CrossFit Games athlete out of CrossFit Passaic Valley, the 25th fittest woman in the world, Sheila Burden!
Okay, so we're being introduced to another person.
And fighting out of the blue corner, sole survivor, reigning champ, from the great country of Sri Lanka, Natalie Anderson!
Okay.
Let the game begin. Ladies, shake hands.
Sheila Burden takes off her jacket. What is this? Oh my God. Ruby's very excited as well. Natalie and Sheila, take a knee. Look at those muscles. Ladies, are you ready?
Okay, we appear to have some arm wrestling happening.
2, 1, go! The girls are fighting. It's neck and neck. Can you see the sweat in the girls? Natalie's losing. Looks like it's going down. Sheila Barden's muscles tighten. Natalie, can she pull it off? It's getting close. Natalie comes down, taking Sheila down for the win! And Sheila Burden is down! Natalie Anderson wins the arm wrestling contest!
Woo! Wow, some very impressive arm wrestling.
A no challenge for the sole survivor.
Let's see those guns again, girl.
And this wasn't
Let's
fixed.
Go.
This was legit.
Definitely not fixed. I've been training for this talent competition for so long, and it's nice to see everything come into place. And
wow!
Again, athlete, fittest girl in the world.
Wow,
how does it feel? How does it feel?
It feels amazing.
Wow!
Now we're moving on to our second part.
All right. All right. So Natalie now has a guitar over her shoulder.
Okay,
so I was actually asked to appear on the Jimmy Fallon show for the lip syncing competition for the Super Bowl, but I said, no, you know what, I'm saving my talents for Rob Has a Podcast, and I'm gonna perform my song for Rob, because
okay.
Who cares about Jimmy Fallon? He tweeted us, actually. He tweeted Nadia and I at the start of the season saying he was a fan of the Trinnies. But I said Rob is more important than Jimmy Fallon, so I'm going to save it for him.
Okay.
So here is my lip syncing ability.
I want to be that girl in your passenger seat, but she's already buckling. Holding your ass, she's looking at me, says, who's your new friend? Does she know that you've been calling me, wanting to take me out?
All right. Well, Natalie, we're running into a sticky situation that we're running out of time. So we need to.
Okay, we're cutting it.
All right. Unless somebody's going to come out and eat a chicken in a second, we should.
I know. I need the backdrop of food.
Yes.
Fight, but
all right.
Fine.
So no food right? fight, but great job lip syncing. That for those of you guys listening to the audio, it was a lip sync of the great sticky situation. Yes, great job. Great job. All right, is he ready for some questions?
Yes, let's go.
All right, here we go. Let's go. Ken Crowner wants to know, number one, will you be loyal to the Survivor community now, or are you still an amazing racer at heart? Tough question.
I think that I consider myself more of a Survivor player at this point. I didn't win Amazing Race, but Amazing Race is always going to have a special place in my heart. I'm still friends with a lot of the cast members, and you know, I'm loyal to both, but I would say more loyal at this point to Survivor, just because it made me win $1 million, and also I was really accepted by the Survivor community for being as cutthroat as I am. Versus on Amazing Race, sometimes they expect you to be way more PC and nice, and I like the fact that the Survivor community, you know, openly embraces being super competitive and cutthroat.
You're edgy, edgy. Okay. So Patrick Layer wants to know, in your season Rehapa podcast with Rob, you said that if you were voted out first in San Juan del Sur, Nadia would not have won the game. If Nadia were a finalist for Miss Survivor, would she be able to win in your place?
Yeah, Nadia would be able to win on Miss Survivor. Miss Survivor is, me and Nadia are very similar, and I think Nadia would make a good candidate, even though she went out first. I think she could still have a stronger campaign than Kelly, just because she's more liked, she's more, you know, more got more pizzazz than Kelly, and I would see her winning over Kelly and Tasha, even if I wasn't here. So
okay, that's big. Those are big claims.
Yeah, I mean, Nadia's like basically the same person as me, so obviously I got to believe in her.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of differences.
Yeah,
days. All right. Ron Chan wants to know, Natalie, which competition do you think is the hardest to win? Survivor, The Amazing Race, or Miss Survivor?
Well, you know, Survivor, I can control everything. And Amazing Race, I also had a lot of control. Miss Survivor is probably the hardest to win, but because I'm going against people and I have to put all the faith into the fans' hands. So it's hard for me to just hope that everybody's going to make the right decision. I hope they do, and I hope they all vote for me. But I think this is going to be tougher than winning Survivor, definitely.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm nervous, and I can't control everybody, but I hope that they vote for me. So I would say this is harder than Survivor.
Okay, wow. Harder than Survivor. All right, John Johnston wants to know, if you lost Miss Survivor, would you take your anger out on John Rocker or Jim the Dentist?
Who's Jim? Oh, the Amazing Race guy?
Yes.
I'm John Rocker. He's a way, it would be way more fun to take my anger out on now since we're like basically friends. And he's good. He's like me, so he can take it. And I think John Rocker would be way more fun to get mad at.
Will John Rocker have a place in your community or in your cabinet as Miss Survivor?
Yes, for sure. You know, John's a fun guy. He's good at getting crowds riled up, and maybe he could be the guy that introduces me at events, or even my bodyguard. He'd make a perfect bodyguard to travel with me and, you know, be security at events, because nobody wants to mess with John Rocker. He's scary mother. So, you know, of course I can find room for him, and I think Nadi would really like that if I invited him into, you know, the party.
Okay. And finally, Daphna Andrews wants to know, do you promise to stay real through your reign as Miss Survivor and not let it change you and continue to argue with Nadia in grocery stores and other public places?
Yes, I will promise to argue with Nadia on a daily basis. and of course, I'm not going to change. You know, Nadia and I have been doing this for 3 years. I don't think that I'm, you know, it makes me feel really honored to win Survivor, and I've never taken myself too seriously. I know other Survivor winners and just even some players who haven't even done well want to act bougie or too good for everybody. I really don't, you know, put myself on any crazy pedestal. I'm really proud of what I did, and I think it was a great feat, but I definitely would never change who I am or not be down to earth. I feel like I'm really connected with the fans. I never act better than anybody, except in this case, I'm way better than Kelly and Tasha. So both of me. But other than that, you know, I'm super down to earth, and I definitely won't change who I am as a person just because I want someone.
Okay. And if you won, you wouldn't just run back to Sri Lanka with the title, and then we would never see you again?
No, I promise to stay in the States for my one year reign. And if I was to go to Sri Lanka, I would promise to do some charity fundraising in Sri Lanka and wear my sash proudly while I do it.
You would bring awareness of Rob as a Podcast to Sri Lanka?
Yeah, I don't know if they can. Yeah, whatever. They can just listen to it. Who cares? Know what it is or not.
That's good. That's most of our audience. They don't even know what this is. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Natalie and Nadia and all of your arm wrestling friends. Great job here today.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you in the debate as well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, you know, you have one person running that didn't make jury. You have a jury member, and then you have the sole survivor running for Miss Survivor. And I just feel like it would be a vote wasted if you did not vote for me, because you're going to get the full package with me. So vote for me, and I promise that the 20 is going to deliver.
Okay, great job here today, Natalie. Thank you so much. I know you're traveling, so I appreciate you taking the time to spend with the voters and with me. And we will see you this upcoming week in the debates.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to the debate.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Bye.
All right, take care. Everybody, check out the other videos if you haven't seen them yet on Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor, and we'll bring you more news and updates on when we're having the Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor debates next week, and then opening up the polls the week after that here on Rob as a Podcast. Subscribe for more videos at robaswebsite.com/YouTube. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. That was Natalie here, the final of our finalist interviews here on Rob Has a Podcast. Well, that had it all. I got tricked. I got thrown for a loop, and we got to see arm wrestling. We saw lip syncing. Boy, I am so happy with all of the, Jeremy's asking, why are you so happy? Because we had 6 outstanding interviews, 3 great interviews from the men, 3 great interviews from the women. We didn't have any duds this year. I'm really happy. This is, I think, a very wide open competition, and also a competition where everybody has really brought their A game. So I can't wait to see when the debates are going to be. It's looking like the women's debate is going to be on Tuesday. The men's debate, we're still trying to figure out. That may go towards the weekend, depending on some of the availabilities of the men. But I'll have that for you guys as well next week. Also looking like Wednesday night will be our live Survivor Worlds Apart preview show with Nicole and myself. So that is going to be Wednesday night. So this is going to be a very big week coming up. We've still got my King of the Nerds podcast, which is going to go up this weekend. We still have our Spicin' Hour, which is going to be up on Monday. I'm not going to be live for Celebrity Apprentice because I'm going to be covering Better Call Saul's two-night premiere on post-show recaps. But Mike Bloom and I are going to get together and talk about the Celebrity Apprentice show. We may have some other surprises that I'm going to announce along the way for some other fun interviews. So very busy, jam-packed week. Can't wait. Only about 2.5 weeks away from the premiere of Survivor Worlds Apart. Get locked in. RobHasAWebsite.com/iTunes or get all of your favorite Rob Has a Podcast, post-show recaps, reality TV for hap-ups via our app. Go to RobHasAWebsite.com/app for the Android and iOS versions. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We've got so much more coming up. Don't forget the premiere of The Walking Dead also on Sunday night over on post show recaps. Josh Wigler and I will recap the season 5 part 2 premiere, and it's supposed to be a good one, so check that out. That's going to be at 10:15 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night on post show recaps. Have a great weekend. Talk to you again soon. Bye.